Hey, kitten. It's the middle of the day. What are you doing here?
Guess I kind of dozed off a bit. I've just been feeling so low on energy recently.
No, I'm not sick. I feel fine, I'm just tired. My body just feels so slow and heavy, and my vision gets so hazy when I'm up for more than a few hours. I don't even wake up until 3 o'clock in the morning. I just get so sleepy. Yeah, I haven't been ignoring your messages, don't worry. I've just been asleep nearly every time you try to text me, so I usually can't reply until 3 a.m. at the earliest. No, of course not. I've been drinking blood, I swear. Well, I've been getting it from somewhere else. You know me too well, don't you? Okay, I did a bit more digging on vampire mythology recently. There are a lot of different versions of vampires in history, so the rules change depending on who you ask, but in one version I read, it described that vampire blood addiction is actually just that, an addiction. Vampires don't actually need to drink blood to survive, it just drives them somewhat crazy if they don't. But the urge can be resisted, so I've been trying to lay off any kind of blood for the past couple of days, and well, I guess ironically enough, I'm the one feeling drained now. No, it's okay. I feel fine, really. I'm tired, but other than that, I'm still perfectly normal. Just maybe don't get too close to me for the time being. I did it for you, sweetie. I know you kind of like it when I feed on you, but do you know how hard it is for me? Having to drink my boyfriend's blood every night, running the risk of hurting or even killing him every single time just because I need to get my fix? I can't keep doing it, sweetie. And sooner or later, you're going to run out of blood in your system because I kept taking too much. I don't want that to happen. I can't let that happen. So if it means I have to fight off withdrawal frenzy for a few weeks, then I'll endure it. It's okay, I can handle it. And if at any time it seems like it's going to kill me, I promise I'll drink some blood right away. Now please, can we drop it? Because I don't want to have this conversation right now. I'm still kind of sleepy. I know I said don't get close, but can you spoon me? Not right now. But why? Are you leaving? Hey, wait! What's wrong? No, it's okay. I'm awake now. If you wanted to do something, I can totally do it now. Did you have something in mind? You wanted to go out? Well, now might be a bad time. The sun isn't going to set for another hour or so. If you want to go out, we'll have to wait until it sets. Oh, what's with the bag you're carrying? That looks kind of fancy. Did you bring something over? It's a surprise? Aw, but I want to know what it is! You'll only show me if I go with you? Are you blackmailing me, kitten? Look, I want to go out with you. Don't get me wrong. It's just that I can't. I can't go outside while the sun is still out or I'll burn into ashes. I made an exception the last time because it was decently cloudy that day and I was making up for the last date being interrupted. And besides, we spend most of that date in the restaurant anyway. Plus the shower and bed. That was a wonderful night. But point being, I'd have to cover myself up in like 10 layers of sweaters if I want to go outside for even a few seconds. We can wait an hour for the sun to set, it's not that bad. What are you doing? Yes, that's my sweater. Why are you? Are you trying to smother me? Hey! Okay, slow down, sweetie, I get it! Okay, stop piling on more layers! Well, now I'm a vampire and a walking ball of sweaters. Will that be enough? What do you mean, to go outside? Are you kidding me? I'm protected from the sun now, but looks like I just gained 30 pounds. How am I supposed to... Okay, fine. You win. Let's go for a walk. Where did you want to go? Down to the beach? That's... Okay, that's a little bit far. Why all the way out there? It has to do with the surprise? Well... Okay, if you say so. I just hope you're not planning on going swimming. Water doesn't protect me from the sun, and it's pretty hard to swim with clothes on. But I mean, if you want to go swimming, I'm not going to pass up the opportunity to see you in a swimsuit again.
You know I love you for more than your cute body, sweetie. But that doesn't mean I'm not allowed to like your cute body.
Oh, you want to know more about what I found out about vampires? Okay, so apparently there are a few different kinds of vampires, such as Skulls, Volkods, I think that's how you pronounce it, and my apparent type, Ekon. Ekons look the most like a normal human out of all the vampire subspecies, and apparently we tend to be more discreet, aristocratic, and physically attractive than most other vampires, so I guess I got lucky. The bat that got me must have been an Ekon bat, or something along those lines. A lot of vampire lore also seems to say that both male and female vampires are infertile, meaning that they can't have children, while others say that they can, but they can only impregnate or become pregnant with another vampire. It varies depending on which person you ask. Sweetie, don't get any ideas. I know that look on your face. But besides that, the most universally agreed on points is that they're all sensitive to sunlight, garlic can range from seriously unpleasant to extremely lethal to them. They can't willingly approach a holy symbol, which, by the way, I discovered the hard way when I went to get groceries the other night. The cashier had a cross on her necklace, and I literally could not get my legs to move forward. I had to just walk into another line without making eye contact. It was so awkward. But of course, the final point, vampires thrive on a diet of blood. Some say it will kill them if they don't drink, some say it won't kill them if they don't drink. They also all agree that vampirism is irreversible. Believe me, it was one of the first things I tried looking up. Huh? Yes, I did look that up. You really want to know? If, hypothetically speaking, I wanted to turn someone else into a vampire, then I would just have to switch roles with them. They would have to drink my blood instead of the other way around. And after a few hours, their body would begin to change and they'll become an Ekon, like me. Is that all you wanted to know? Because that's basically the extent of everything I found out. Okay, so enough about that. I want to talk about you. How have you been doing? Anything new and exciting in your life? Oh. I'm sorry to hear that, kitten. Here, have a hug. Hmm? Oh, the pet name? I heard from a certain someone that some people like being called that, and I thought it was pretty cute. Kitten. If it makes you feel any better, you can give me a pet name. Go on, give me one. Yes, I'm serious. What have you got for me? Come on. Okay, I'll take it.
No, I'm all good.
I just haven't been up this late in a little while. But it's okay. I'm enjoying this. Thank you for being so tolerant of me not being around in the day. Most boyfriends would try to force me to stay up in the daytime and sleep in at night like a normal person. I'm grateful that you're so understanding. When we move in together, I'll try to see if I can adjust my schedule so that we can see each other more, okay? I can't promise anything with my condition and my job, but I'll see if I can make something work. Because you're worth it, okay? So, are you gonna tell me what's in the bag now? Still? We have to actually get to the beach? Okay, alright. Really making me wait for this, aren't you? Well, as long as I get to see it at some point, I suppose it doesn't really matter how long I have to wait. But it better be worth the wait. You hear me? Okay. We're almost there now. Oh wow, I haven't been down here in such a long time. I wonder if it's changed at all. What, you want me to close my eyes? Is this the surprise you were talking about? Okay. Why are you covering them with your hands? Hey, is that really necessary? I already can't see. You'll lead me? Okay, if you say so. Left? Okay. Oh, I think there was a bump there. Straight? All right. Huh? We stopped. It can open them now? Okay, here goes. Oh! Oh my god. The sunset on the beach. I haven't seen it in so long. I forgot how beautiful it was. You even found us a shady spot? You thought of everything. Sitting together on the beach, my head on your shoulder, watching the sunset. God, it's been so long.
I miss being human. I miss it so much. No, I'm not crying. I just got some sand in my eye. Yeah.
Thank you for doing this, kitten. I love you so much. Well, sun's down. We should probably start heading back now, or else I might have to carry you home if you fall asleep. Oh, wow. Look, the stars are coming out now. These never get old. It's so pretty. You can even see the nebulas if you look carefully. Sweetie, are you looking? Is that a ring? Why are you holding a
Sweetie! You... Yes! I will marry you. Oh, wow. It fits perfectly. Is this real silver? How'd you get the money for this? Oh my goodness. I'm honored, sweetie. You've just made me the happiest vampire in the world. No, I had no idea. And before we've even officially moved in together, you're pretty bold. No, it's okay. I'm sure most people would have liked us to do this at a normal pace, but our relationship stopped being normal the moment I opened my attic. We can go at whatever pace we need to. Let's start by going home now, okay? It's pretty late for you. Let's all dance, sweetie. Not as boyfriends, but as husbands. Husbands. It feels so strange to finally say that. But in a good way.
Maybe I'm getting a few months ahead of myself. But can you blame me? Hey, do you think anyone can see us right now? Well, I'm sorry, I just... You made me kind of excited, and I just, really, really need a drink right now. I know I said I wouldn't, but... No, I can't. I need to get a hold of myself. You're okay with it? Are you sure? Baby, I told you, I might not even need to drink your blood. I can endure the pain. Really? Another hug? No, this is how you got me the first time. Don't... All right. You win again. Relax your neck muscles a bit. Oh my... It's delicious! And it's more so than usual. God, I want more. No. I can't. Not more. Whoa, hey, easy now. Don't fall over. You okay? Here, lean on me. I'll wrap one of my sweaters around your neck to stop the bleeding. Well, there we go. Huh? Yeah, I don't know what it is, but your blood is delicious now. Like, not just regular good, I mean incredibly delicious. Well, okay, maybe I do know why. I read one other thing about vampires. One thing that makes someone's blood tastier is how much you know about them, how close you are to them. The better you know them, the better you understand them, the closer and more intimate you are to them, the more delicious their blood becomes. It's like more understanding means more flavor. And, well, now that we're going to get married, your blood just got a whole lot tastier. Is there anything we can do to make it better? Well, I can think of maybe one thing. But let's save that for another night, okay? I need to get you home. Let's go. Don't walk too fast, okay? My soon-to-be husband.